माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी शोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय You know the prayers Agyanti Mirandasya? Do they know? They can follow? Okay. Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Anvitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanvitamscha, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I thank all of my dear Vaishnavas here, little ones and the grown-up ones. How are you doing? Okay. Is it too cold? No, it's nice. Too hot, okay. I wanted to do
take some time today to explain the song that you sing on Worship Wednesdays. You sing that song, right? Do you know what it means?
Nope.
So this song is written in a language I speak. It's called Bangla. How many of you have heard of Bangla before? The British used to call it Bengali because they couldn't pronounce Bangla. You can put your hand down. And the story behind this song is that, ready for this? Ready for this? Once upon a time, there was a great prince, Narottam. And you know, what do princes want to do when they grow old? They want to become a king and rule a kingdom, right? If you are given a kingdom to rule, would you say, nah, I'm good? How many of you would say, no, I would rule the kingdom? Okay. How many of you would say, nah, I'm good? Why would you say that? Nah, I'm good. Okay, a lot of response. Okay. Say that one more time for everybody. Did everybody catch that? Some of you. You can live nicely without becoming a king. Why take that extra burden? How many of you think like that? Okay. So you have friends, my friend. So Narottam Thakur was a prince like that. He said, you know, I don't want to become a king. It's too much trouble. You know what I want to do? I want to go to Vrindavan and I want to learn how to love Krishna. Because doing that is way better than being a king. Okay? And there in Vrindavan, he found his guru who had no possessions, nothing. And every day, Narottam went and wanted to take shelter of his guru, whose name was Loknath Goswami. Oh, yeah. You know, in the song, you sing Loknath, Lokera Jivana, right? That refers to his spiritual master, Loknath Goswami. So this song is written for? Yes, Loknath Goswami, who is the spiritual master of the prince who gave away his kingdom. Okay? And this is how he used to express his love and his gratitude towards his teacher. And that's the song we sing even after almost 400 years. Okay, clear so far? Do you know what the word Padma means? Yes? Lotus, but very close, thank you. And Sadma? Sadma, yes? Vishnu, okay. Feet, any other guesses? No other guesses? Sadma means home, yes. Sorry, I missed you. Sadma means home, shelter. Is it nice to be inside a room during a cold winter morning? Because you feel sheltered. Have you seen little babies cry their lungs out and it's like, I can't take this anymore? We all have been there. No, not you? Okay, then you're special. You know, little babies, they cry a lot, and when their mama or papa holds them or somebody holds them, they quiet, you know, they become more relaxed, they quiet down. You know what is happening there? They're getting shelter, yes. They're getting warmth because shelter is nice and warm. So the shelter of the teacher is like a lotus and it is like a home. Sri Guru Charana Padma, the feet of the teacher that is like a lotus, is the home, is the only home for bhakti. Okay, bhakti is devotional service. Clear so far? Now, when you get something that is very valuable, what do you do with it? You spend it? Okay, you spend it. What do you do with it? Yes, ma'am. Tell me. There are two of you raised your hands, two little ladies or gentlemen. Yes, what's your name? You would save it, and what would you do? You'd also save it. So somebody will spend it, you'll save it. Yes. You spend it, and you? You'll use it. Oh. You save it. You know what Savadhana means? Yes, I want to hear you, and then I'll say it. Yeah. You don't know what you'll do. Yeah. You'll scratch it, okay? You'll be careful with it. Whether you save it or you spend it, at least you'll be careful with it. Savadhan means to be careful, and Matha means intelligence. When you get something precious, you use your intelligence and you are careful about it, correct? So the feed, the shelter, the protection of a teacher is the home of bhakti. Once you get it, you got to be careful about it. Bandho mohi savadhano mate. It is by the kindness of the teacher. Prasad means grace or kindness. Jaharo prasade bhai, my dear friend. It is by the kindness of a teacher you can go through this world very easily. Is homework difficult? How many of you find homework difficult? I find homework difficult too. Okay, homework is hard. But when a teacher sits down with you and helps you with your homework, does it get easier? Okay, we are in a parent-teacher meeting right now. You what? Your dog ate your homework. No, okay. See, homework is hard. Homework is hard. But when you get help, does it get easier? Okay. That's the point of that sentence. The world is hard, but when you have a good teacher with you, the world becomes easy. E bhavo toriya jai. And what happens when the world gets easy? Yes. Yes, you attain Krishna. The teacher gets you Krishna. Solves 99.99% of your problems. The one person that's left is applying your mind. Okay? Guru mukho paddo bakko. Bakko means what your guru is telling you. If somebody is helping you with your homework and you are not listening, will it work? No. You have to listen carefully. So guru mukho paddo bakko chitte koriya oikko. Chitto means your heart, your mind. So what you are hearing from your teacher, if you listen carefully, are you listening carefully? Somebody said no. Thank you for being honest. If you listen carefully, will you make mistakes? Yes or no? No? Yes? Sir, you always make mistakes. But if you... Okay, listen to this one now. Okay, careful. Please pay attention. Hare Krishna. If you listen carefully to the right instructions, will you make less mistakes? Yes. Okay, raise your hand and say this. Yes. You make less mistakes, right? Yes. Less mistakes. Yes. Will you make less mistakes if you're listening to your teacher carefully? Correct. Good answer, thank you. So chitte koriya oikko means paying attention to the things that is coming from the guru, from your teacher. When you do that, don't get distracted. Ar na koriho mone asha. Don't hanker after this, that. If you're distracted, if you're thinking about 10 things at the same time, you can't focus. So the way to learn, and this song is about learning, okay? The way to learn is you realize that this teacher is important. This teacher can get me what I want, help me cross over this world. Therefore, pay attention to what the teacher is saying. Think about it without distraction, okay? Sri Guru Charane Roti Ei Shei Uttama Goti. Roti means love. So when you love the shelter of your teacher, you're actually in a very good place in life. You know how hard it is to get a good teacher? It's very hard. And when you get one, pay attention, dedicate yourself, you'll do well in life. And once you dedicate yourself to what the spiritual teacher, spiritual master is teaching you, what happens is all other distractions, all other hopes, aspirations get sidelined. They burn. Now, okay, here is a thought experiment. Ready for this? How many of you have seen seeds like grains, you know, chickpeas? You've seen? Okay. Now tell me, here's a little science experiment question. If you put some chickpeas on a little cotton and put some water and put it in the sun, will it germinate? You'll see a plant coming out? Okay. If you take those same seeds, okay, and then the cook in the temple roasts it in a nice pan for 10-15 minutes, gives it back to you, will you be able to grow a plant out of it? No. You know why? What happened? Yeah, roast means pura. Pure sarva asha. So all other distractions, hopes have been roasted. No pun intended. So when you've roasted all that, distractions are gone. You know, the spiritual master has given you instructions, you focused on it, you've roasted the rest of your stuff, it will not germinate. You will not have any distractions. Next one, please. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. You know what a Sindhu is? Who knows what a Sindhu is? Sindhu. I skipped one. Oh, Chokhu Dan Dilo Jai. Okay. Chokhu Dan Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Shai. Okay, tell me one thing. One question for all of us, especially the quiet ones here. Have you ever had a mentor or a friend in life where you felt, you know, this connection is not from this lifetime. It feels like I've known this person forever. That is Janme Janme Prabhu Shai. That one who has opened your eyes, have you experienced where you've been making a mistake again and again and again, and somebody comes and tells you, hey, if you do this small thing differently, you're not going to make this mistake again. Has it happened? Right? So that's how the spiritual master acts. Right? They open your eyes, and then one who helps you like that is your friend life after life. Janme Janme Prabhu Shai. Why? They have told you something that has, you know, sparked an idea in your head and ignited your mind. Okay, I'll pause here and ask you one simple question. Okay, I'll take three responses, especially the quiet ladies at the back. What has been the most earth-shattering discovery in your life? The one most earth-shattering discovery in your life, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. When your grandma died, you had a... What did you discover? That she died. Okay. Huh? You explain what? That was the most earth-shattering discovery, that when you play soccer, you can sprain your knee? Okay, what was the earth-shattering discovery? Oh, you're no here, okay. Yes. Getting hurt in the face of the frying pan does hurt. That was a discovery. Who wants to go? Whoever wants to go first. Go. You broke your collarbone. I'm so sorry. You know, somebody goes, what here? So you're probably a hero at school today. Yes.
When you finally figure out that one math problem,
right? You know what? Do you realize that the light bulb just went on like they show in the cartoons? You know, like ting, the light bulb goes on outside your head. That's Divya Gyan Hride Prakashito. Something lights up inside you. You finally get it. And you know what else you get from your teacher, your spiritual teacher? Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti. What is Prema Bhakti? Anybody? Yes. Love for Krishna, pure love for Krishna. And you get that from your teacher. And you know what the Vedas say about the teacher? The Vedas explain the character of a teacher. Vede gaye jaharo chorito. The Vedas explain what a teacher should be like. And you know what the Vedas explain? That the Vedas are your mother and the teacher is like your... Okay, next one. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. Who knows Sindhu? What is Sindhu? Yes. Your ocean, okay. Karuna? What is mercy? So Guru is an ocean of mercy. Very kind. That means a Guru will forgive your mistakes as long as you are not doing it intentionally. Okay? Adhamo Janero Bandhu. You know what that means? Adhama means those who are left behind. Those who are fallen, those who are miserable and wretched. Yes, ma'am, you want to say something? At the back? That's okay, you can say what you want. Okay, that's fine. So if you are struggling, okay, listen to this one, this is important. If you are struggling, your guru, your teacher helps you. That is Adhama Janero Bandhu. If you are struggling, does not mean it is your mistake. You're struggling with anything, it is not your mistake. You got to go and get help, and your teacher will help. Okay? Then I told you the story of this song, which is Lokonath Lokero Jivan. Then it says, Aha Prabhu Karo Daya. Please be kind to me. Deho More Padochaya. Padochaya means yes. Okay, I will listen. What did you want to say, ma'am? Oh, she was stretching, okay. Haha Prabhu Karo Daya means please be kind to me. Deho More Pado Chaya. Pado means, do you know what Pado is? And Chaya? Shadow of the feet. But what does shadow of the feet mean? Yes? Yes, but you know, in Bengali, the words shadow of your feet means please protect me. Ah. The shadow or the shade of your feet means please protect me. So now you are praying to your teacher. What are you praying? Can I hear this together? Yes, that's the prayer. Please protect me. Ebe Josho Ghushuk Tribhuban. Who knows what Josho is? Josh means fame. Reputation. Do you have a reputation? Do your friends think you are awesome? Right? So that's your reputation. Do your friends think you're kind? Those who said yes, that's your reputation. Oh, then you got to change your reputation. Those who are saying no, you got to change your reputation. Okay. And you know what Tribhuvan is? Tribhuvan? The world you are in right now? The world that is under you and the world that is above you. So may your reputation be known in all the worlds that are under me, above me, everywhere. This song is a great way to say I love you to your teacher. And Srila Prabhupada used to sing this, his spiritual masters used to sing this. This is a song of gratitude, of a thank you to Prabhupada, who is the main teacher of ISKCON, but also all of your other teachers who are helping you. Okay? All right, I'll pause here. And for those who are leaving early, I'll let you ask your questions. There is one group that leads now, right? 8:30? Okay, that group, the little group. What questions? Do you have any questions for me? No questions for me? Is there anything you want to tell me? You're ready to go to school today? Awesome. You understand this song now? Thank you. That's so great. So next time you sing this song, you will remember this meaning? Good. Good. All right. Others? Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned that the song is 400 years old. Narottam
Thakur is early 1700s, right? Late 1600s, early 1700s.
No, not quite.
Not quite, almost.
Is this song well known throughout all of
Bengal? Yeah, this is the first. This is the.
Why do we sing it in this time as opposed to all of the other songs?
In Gaudiya Vaishnava Kirtan, one starts with Guru Vandana and Gauro Chandrika. These are the two essential components. You cannot enter any discussion or any meditation on Radha Krishna without first, you know, bringing the spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates into the picture. This is, Narottam Thakur wrote two books, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And he distilled the entire theology of Krishna Bhakti into those two books. And this is the invocation of one of those books. Right? So he starts, you know, then he gets to other songs like Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna, Jugala Milan, and so on and so forth. But this is how he starts. And Srila Prabhupada took the system of Narottam Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and created ISKCON. ISKCON is Krishna Bhavanamrita, Sangha. Krishna Bhavanamrita is the name of a book written by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the routine of Sri Krishna. Right? And you can't enter Sri Krishna's routine. We are actually worshipping Sri Krishna by entering his routine. You know, we offer sandesh in the morning. We go through Krishna's routine with him every day. So before we enter Sri Krishna's routine, we have to pray to the spiritual master. Before we start studying Shastra, we have to pray to the spiritual master. So that is why we have Samsara Davanal in the very early in the morning. Because now we have woken up, we are starting a fresh day, we are entering Krishna's routine with the help of our spiritual teacher. And then in the morning when we study Shastra, which is our main activity as Vaishnavas, meditation and the study of Shastra. We also start with offering, you know, this is a song on Vaishnava pedagogy, if you think about it. That how does knowledge of Gaudiya Vaishnavism get distilled in the heart of a disciple? It has to come from the spiritual master, who is the home of bhakti. And the disciple is meant to hear carefully and join the dots. Chitte koriya oiko. Oiko means joining the dots. And do it without distraction. Arna koriho mone asha. Right? And the purpose is e bhava toriya jai. And the attitude is, this person is my friend life after life. Right? Once that happens, then the guru-disciple relation gets established. And that is the foundation of Vaishnava pedagogy. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu? Yeah. Yeah. Look, Mahaprabhu, but he was very old at that time. So that's the next generation. Chaitanya Charitamrita gets written. Yes. Yes. I don't remember the exact dates. I have to look it up. The Chaitanya Charitamrita got completed which year? 1590s, right? And that after that, Narottam Thakur and others, they take the book to the festival of Kheturi. So that was early 17th century. No? Late 16th, early 17th. 1590s is late 16th century. So late 16th, early 17th century this happens. Late 16th, 79, 20, you know. Huh? 1531. Okay, thank you, Prabhu. Yes. The first answer to that is, you know, when the Paramatma decides. Sometimes, you know, a wall can be your teacher. Some, if you look at the Bhagavatam, there are 24 teachers in the 11th canto. The bee, the elephant, the fire, sun, moon, these can be teachers. So when your heart is ready, the teacher will speak in any form. Actually, teacher means Lord Balaram. But that energy can flow through a human being who says something that resonates with your heart. And a real teacher, you know, Pitana Sasya, Sajanona Sasya, that verse in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, a real teacher is only interested in helping you become free from these fetters of the world. Right? How do you know this? It's a very easy measurement. That if I am taking instruction from this person, if I am, that is Shiksha Guru, if I am committing to do the sadhana this person has given me, that is Diksha Guru, am I becoming more appreciative of the people I am envious about? That's the first test. That spiritual life means Narottam Thakur actually says this in this book, same book, that the proof of growth in spiritual life is that previously, where I used to feel sad or hurt or envious when somebody who is my contemporary or even my junior is doing better than me, in spiritual life you feel good about that person. You celebrate their success. That is the sign that the wheels of illusion are falling away. So if the person who you have accepted as your teacher or whose instructions you take seriously is helping you progress towards that, then that is a sadguru, a real teacher. And if what you are hearing from the teacher collates in your heart, and you can see that, you know, when I was, say, 10 years back, I did not have the same appreciation for Vaishnavas and Krishna, but now I do, then we have made progress, right? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should take festivals for introspection. Especially every Ekadashi, we should sit down with ourselves and ask, what progress have I made in the last 15 days? Right? What progress have I made in the last 15 days? I was, in my mind, I was harboring these ill sentiments about some of my Vaishnava friends. Do I feel good about them now? Am I getting more attracted to chanting the... You know, previously I used to think that chanting 16 rounds is such a chore. Right? But now I look forward to it. If those emotions are coming in your heart, that means you're with the right teacher and you're making progress. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains that the role of the spiritual master is not to solve your material problems, do marriage counseling and all that. That might come, but that's secondary and less important. The role of a teacher is to teach you how to chant Hare Krishna properly and how to love Krishna. Any other thing is extraneous. Incidental, not necessary, but if it is a good suggestion, it is on the human platform, not necessarily on a spiritual platform. Right? You don't go to Beethoven to learn how to cook. You go to a person who is a genuine spiritual master, who understands what Krishna is, how to chant Hare Krishna properly, what is sadhana, and how do I go appreciation for it. You go to that person to learn that. Right? Other things you can learn from other people. Was I able to answer your question? Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Any other questions, comments, thoughts, corrections? Yes, Prabhu.
Can you explain a little bit about the imagery of feet in this literature?
Yes. Yeah, so one's feet is the lowest part of one's body, right? The feet of the cosmic Purusha are the Shudras. That means those who are the most weak and vulnerable. Are we able to achieve such states of humility that we consider ourselves lower than the lowest? That's where the metaphor or the imagery of the feet first comes in, right? Like one time in Paris or somewhere in France, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and some people reacted that, you know, you're bringing back the caste system, and Prabhupada said no. And he said, which caste are you? Prabhupada said, I'm the fifth caste. I'm below everybody else. Stockholm, okay, thank you. So, you know, that's where it begins. But the second thing is, where, you know, our feet gets dirty, that's why we wear shoes. But for holy people who travel holy places, it is said that they carry the dust of all these, you know, sites, and places where holy people gather becomes worshipable. And so that's why we worship the dust from the feet of sadhus. The feet is also, the feet of spiritual people is also like a lotus, because so there are two imageries here, feet and lotus. Lotus grows out of mud and muck, but doesn't get touched by it. Similarly, the places where a holy person visits, you know, I can go to 10 different places, but I will get affected in these places. A holy person goes to these places, but they are like a lotus. Even if they're in the middle of muck, they don't get affected by it. That's why sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would be found in bars, of all places, hanging out with people who were drunk. And you know what would happen? He would come out of the bars with all these drunk people chanting Hare Krishna, shoulder to shoulder, right? Nobody else could do this. But that is why Nitai Pada Kamala, he walks into a bar, but he's standing inside a bar, which is an unholy place. But actually, if he's standing in a bar, that bar has become holy now, because he's going to rescue all these souls and come out. That's why it's Charana Padma, Pada Kamala, right? And the feet of holy people is worshipable, even though it is the lowest part of their body. It is higher than where we are. That's the idea of the feet. Huh? Any other questions, thoughts? No, we are good. Okay, what time does this? We have a few minutes, okay. Sorry? Okay, so we have more time. You can tell me what's happening in your life and I can comment. You have a math class now. You have to leave now, okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Have a happy new year. Haribol. Yes, Prabhu. I grew up in Kolkata. Any other questions from those who are still here that I can answer for you? Yes. Can we have the microphone? Thank you.
There's a new thing going around that it's okay to accept gurus that are not in ISKCON. What do you think about this?
That have what?
To accept gurus that are not in ISKCON gurus. What do you think about this idea?
Okay. For those who want to surrender to the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us and want to function within the security of an institution. An institution brings security. And more importantly, wants to take shelter from somebody who has to be accountable to a community of senior Vaishnavas. It is the safest and the most secure option. There was a time in the history of the planet when there was no ISKCON. Krishna consciousness worked anyway. The devotees of Lord Ram, the monkey army of Lord Ram, did not have an ISKCON. But they took shelter of Sugriva and Hanumanji. So ISKCON wasn't there forever. But Srila Prabhupada has understood that Kali Yuga brings with it its own unique set of challenges. One of the biggest challenges of Kali Yuga are charlatans who are dressed up as spiritual authorities. And the only safety valve we have in ensuring we don't become a part of a cult or we don't fall prey to charlatans is to ensure that these people are accountable. And Prabhupada has created a system like no other where people are accountable. And if somebody is struggling, even if he may serve or she may serve in the role of a spiritual master, they get an opportunity to take the shelter of Vaishnavas and get back their spiritual health. Because even spiritually we can fall sick sometimes. So that is the unique advantage of taking shelter of somebody who has been vetted and who has committed to holding up certain standards and who will, you know, who is not a charlatan. Because these people have to spend years and go through multiple background checks and, you know, be accountable and responsible. So there is some value to it. For those who want to get cheated, even if they don't think of it like that, will find some teacher who is going to cheat him or her, whether it is within ISKCON or outside. You know, the Paramatma is, we don't realize this, but the Paramatma is a very powerful principle. It is the Paramatma that is guiding you to ask that precise question at this point, and it is the Paramatma that is inspiring me to give this particular answer at this point. Right? And the Paramatma guides from within. So if there is somebody who thinks that I want to experience spiritual life but I don't want commitments, they will need a charlatan, they will need a cheater. The Paramatma will give them what they want. Right? But if we decide that no matter what, I will pay the price it takes to only get what is genuine and authentic, and I will take all precaution possible to ensure that I only get the best. So then they will go to somebody who is accountable, who is vetted, and who is going to be responsible. And the structure of the institution guarantees that. Otherwise, these kind of institutions are not natural to Gaudiya Vaishnavism or Vaishnavism. But, you know, in older times, you had spiritual leaders or teachers who were accountable directly to the king or the queen. And they would be responsible. They will not break regulatory principles. They will not compromise dharma. They will only do the best for their disciples. It's rare to find such people nowadays because in Kali Yuga, these four defects, Brahmo, Pramad, Vipralipsha, Korun Patab, cheating propensity is very prominent. Was I able to answer your question?
Yeah, because it has become very difficult in some temples of ISKCON to get initiated. And also because some spiritual master has huge numbers of followers, it has become very difficult. So I was thinking, how can we encourage the newcomers, you know, to take initiation in such a context of ISKCON right now?
See, the process of initiation is very simple. Initiation means to begin. And in a sense, the moment somebody takes on a japamala, it is considered Harinam, which is a form of initiation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that in his system, in his tradition, in his lineage, we must go through something called Pancha Samskara, the five samskaras. Srila Prabhupada has taken the Pancha Samskaras of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and crunched it into one ceremony. Right? So he did not change anything, he just restructured it. The principle of initiation is one must first pray and surrender to Lord Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu. It doesn't matter whether, you know, this person has few thousand, this person has few hundred, and this person has nobody. Number of disciples a guru has is no count or measure for any success or anything. It is very temporary, in the large scheme of this history of this world, very insignificant. What matters is the progress of one's individual soul. And Nityananda Prabhu is the original guru, the Adi Guru, Lord Balaram. And you know, I can, from my own experience, I can say that I was given Harinam initiation when I was 5 years old. It is traditional in a Bengali family to do that, a Vaishnava family to do that, right? They chant the Mahamantra in your right ear, they teach you how to chant on your fingers, and all that. It was not till I met my spiritual master and he explained what is initiation that I understood. For me, it was a ceremony, a ritual. The meaning of initiation became very clear when that knowledge got revealed in the heart. I waited almost 9 years. There was constant pressure to take initiation from him, like that. But the best advice I got was from Jananivas Prabhu. The problem was I wanted him as my spiritual master and he wouldn't accept disciples. And so all I could do is spend time in his company. And you know, that was initiation in a way. Real initiation happens at a heart-to-heart level. And he told me something, another devotee told me the same thing, Agavit Prabhu. Chant Nittananda Avadutendur Vashta Prana Vallava Janava Jivitapati Krishna Payama Pada Prabhu Padmavati Shudashriman Shachinandana Agraja Bhavan Matta Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevaram, with beautiful words. Spend time in prayer and meditation on Nityananda Prabhu and pray that please send me the right spiritual master. You might get a spiritual master that is disliked by other people and that hardly matters. The right person will fit in like, you know, like a missing piece. And we have other spiritual masters present in our life. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji. They are our spiritual masters. All we need to do at the end of the day is create this deep, emotional, real bond, connection with one Acharya. We cannot progress on the path of bhakti unless we have that deep, emotional, loving connection with one Acharya. And in my life, that has come in the form of my attachment to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know, I have done my PhD on him. I've spent years reading and rereading and rereading everything he has written. And the first thing I do every morning is I wake up and I offer my prostrated obeisances at his, you know, lotus feet, at his picture, and say that, you know, may I spend this day in serving you. I've never met him, right? So similarly, There are, I think Vishwanath Chakravarti and Narottam Thakur had several initiating spiritual masters between them. But one acharya inspires your progress in Krishna bhakti, whoever that one is. So focus on that. And at the end of the day, spiritual master is a friend. Once the instruction is embedded in you, your spiritual master is your best friend. That is the path of Krishna consciousness. That is why Prabhupada used to say, write sign of every letter saying, your ever well wisher. That's what a spiritual master is. A spiritual master is your ever well wisher. We must find somebody who is our ever well wisher, who will take us on a journey of self-discovery that ends with meeting Krishna. So if that journey isn't happening, then we have to keep looking.
So for newcomers, you wouldn't recommend that they go searching outside ISKCON still?
No. I would recommend what Jiva Goswami said. Jiva Goswami said, before accepting a spiritual master, one must spend 1 year with that person. And the teacher should judge the quality of the student should judge the quality of the teacher. It is a trial period. And so one must go find somebody they can spend a good year with. And only after they are convinced in their heart that this person can guide me, I do not see any major faults in this person. This person is genuinely absorbed in what, you know, he or she does. I want him as a spiritual master, her as a spiritual master. Then one can approach and, you know, Harina Mahamantra Law Magia. So you have to ask for Harina, the holy names.
That's quite difficult to do for a newcomer. He doesn't have enough knowledge to judge like that.
They find association. Association is important. And again, within the system of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is the predominant spiritual master, irrespective of who does the ceremony. Srila Prabhupada's books are the guidelines. Prabhupada's systems are the safety nets. And so within the security of those guidelines and safety nets, one can seek some association. You know, there are so many Prabhupada disciples here in Alachua. So many gems. You know, if nobody is stopping anybody from giving association or taking association, they can go.
Yeah, I'm talking more about temples that don't have that very nice opportunity. Because some temples, they really don't get a lot of sannyasis or gurus coming over there.
It is not a question of sannyasis or gurus. It is a question of whoever understands the science of Krishna consciousness. Kiba bipro kiba nashi shudre keno noy, je Krishna tattva betta she guru hoy. It doesn't matter if one is a sannyasi, a recognized leader. Anybody who knows the science of Krishna, they may not even be formally initiated, has the right to lead others to Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amaragya Guru Haya Taro Eidesh. And you keep asking me, what are the boundaries of ISKCON? It is the international society for those who are genuinely Krishna conscious. There might be people within the walls of ISKCON who are not Krishna conscious, and you know, they are still growing, they have a right to be there. But we should seek association from those who are higher than us. We shall seek friendship with those who are equal to us, and give shelter to those who are younger than us or newer than us. This is the instruction of Sri Krishna.
Thank you very much. I got my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned you did your
PhD. That's correct.
Is this published?
Yes, you can get it. It's at the University of Chicago Library.
The University of?
Chicago Library. You can go to the library and look for my book.
What is it called?
Vaishnavism and the West.
Vaishnavism in the West.
And the West.
And who is the author?
Me.
I don't know who you are.
Krishna, you can look for Abhishek Ghosh.
Abhishek Ghosh.
Yes.
My spiritual master added the name Krishna before my name, that's why I go Krishna Abhishek. Any other questions, thoughts, comments, ideas? Or we can conclude. Good. Thank you. Hare Krishna.